You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Joy Lynn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. There she is, everybody. It's Joy Lynn. What was the highlight of your weekend?
My highlight of my weekend was setting up for my friend's engagement party next weekend.
Oh, how wonderful. So what did setup involve? What are you doing?
It's a gigantic tent and setting up all the tables and streaming a ton of lights. It's one of those like really big like wedding party tents.
Wow.
But this is just for the engagement?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Everything has to be a spectacle these days, Jer.
Gonna Instagram the crap out of it, I'm sure.
Huh. I mean, isn't that true, Joy Lynn? Everything has to be a production anymore?
It does. It definitely does. But, I mean, this is their only daughter, so I feel like they're just going all out.
What's it costing them for just an engagement party?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing.
Can you ballpark it, you think?
I want to say around, like, $15,000.
That's not the wedding. This is just for the engagement party. How much do you think they'll spend on her next wedding?
Well, her actual wedding is in Aruba.
Yeah. Mom and dad paying for that, too?
No, I think mostly they're paying for it.
Listen, we're just
stimulating the economy.
That's right. That's right. Why did you get roped into doing all this?
Oh, because I'm a bridesmaid.
Hooray for you.
Paying the price, huh?
Do you want to do this?
Right? Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Are they paying your way to Aruba?
No, they're definitely not.
Really? But they're going to spring for $15,000 for this party, but they're not going to help you out.
Well, yeah.
I don't like that.
How much is it going to cost you to go to Aruba?
I bought my ticket for, I think, $500. It's not bad, to be honest.
But then you got a dress and a gift and hotel.
Hotel,
correct.
Food,
so
beverages.
I guess probably like $2,000 per person-ish.
If you're figuring on two, you better plan for three. Just saying.
That's what my dad told me.
Yeah, and your dad's right. Your dad is wise. So are the boys.
I would have turned this job down.
Yeah, just say no thanks.
Change your mind now. Be like,
you didn't
what?
Know. So she asked you to be a bridesmaid before you knew about all of this other stuff.
Well, I didn't know this engagement party was going to be so big.
What about the travel? Did you know you're going to be going to Aruba?
I did. I guess I didn't know how much Aruba cost.
Listen, don't be scared of your friend. Just go talk to her today and be like, I don't want to do this anymore. Don't be scared.
Put your foot down.
Don't be scared.
Too late.
It's not too late.
Too late.
Never too late.
My ticket.
You can just say, hey, I'll still help with setup and everything, but I'm not going.
Swap that ticket for something else. Hey, why don't you give us the bride's phone number and we'll call her and we'll tell her for you.
Joy Lynn is out.
Yeah, what's the bride's first name?
Her name is Natalie.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to call. We're going to say, look, Natalie, this is Dom and Jeremy from Mix 100. We were talking with Joy Lynn. We got to tell you something. She is a sweetheart, and she is so sweet and so kind. She does not have the intestinal fortitude that it would take to tell you, no, she ain't going to no stupid wedding in Aruba.
And she doesn't like the groom.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like the groom.
And Natalie, she never really liked you that much either.
She's sick of your bridezilla business, is what we would say.
I think we need some work on that.
Can you afford the $3,000, or is this going to be a stretch for you to do this?
No, I can afford it.
All right, well, I guess if you're good to do it, then okie dokie.
It is a vacation. I mean, it is a vacation. It's just a working vacation.
Are you taking a special someone with you?
I am.
Well, there you go. You can go roll. What is it?
I'm taking my boyfriend with me.
Boyfriend. All right, well, you guys can go roll around on the beach together then.
Is he paying his own way?
He is, yes. I was going to buy a new snorkel so we could go snorkeling.
Can't wait.
You know, I really like you, Joy Lynn. You seem like a genuinely nice person.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I could be dead wrong. You could be horrible, but you seem like a really nice person.
You're a helper, is what it sounds like. You're a happy helper.
You're a good friend.
I mean, there's no way I'm going to do it in a bad attitude, you know?
Oh, I would.
Jeremy would piss and moan the whole time.
Oh my God! Are you complaining about what it's costing? How far I have to travel
all day long?
You get there, it's gonna be too hot.
Jeremy would complain before. He would complain during it, and he would complain for the next 5 years after.
Damn straight.
So,
all right, go live your life.
You're so fun. We like you, Joyland. All right, listen to everyone else who's on hold. Lee, Brenda, Monica, Tiffany, Karen. Do not hang up. We still want to talk to each and every one of you. We got to find out the highlights of your weekend. Even if Joy Lynn wins Rattle Off, don't hang up. Are you ready, Joy Lynn?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, 10 seconds. These can be past, present. It doesn't matter since you're going to be on one here in a little bit. In 10 seconds, give us the names of five airlines. Five airlines. Ready? And
yes.
Go.
Southwest, United, Norwegian, Frontier, American Airlines, Volaris. Is that five?
Volaris.
What's
Volaris? You got five.
You got
but
five,
I'm just looking,
for sure.
What is Volaris Airline? Do I know that one?
Yeah, Volaris is like a Mexican, like Frontier.
Oh.
I see it right there. Cheap flights to Mexico, it says. What? Listen to Joy Lynn. She's a
winner.
Yay!
Congrats!
Yay! I'm so excited. I've always heard this on the radio, and I always wanted to call it.
Well, now you did.
Well, we're glad
now
you did
won.
Today.
Yeah,
that
good,
means a lot to us.
Good
well,
work.
You're going to be going off to Elish Gardens, so take your boyfriend. Did she get four tickets?
You sure did.
Ooh.
So you can take your boyfriend, and you can take this high maintenance bride too. Okay.
Ooh, yes. Perfect.
All right.
And say in lieu of a gift, Natalie, I'm going to take you to Elish Gardens on Dom and Jeremy.
Perfect. I can't wait to tell her.
You're the best. Listen, hold on, and Josh will come back and chat with you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Pay very, very close attention to everything that Josh tells you about these tickets, by the way. All right, that was fun. A couple of people still stayed on the line. That's good. Lee and Tiffany and Karen stayed on hold. Hi, Lee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, before I ask you the highlight of your weekend, what do you think about Joy Lynn being asked to throw a gigantic engagement party and pay for a trip to Aruba? Are you on board with all of that?
No. Let's be the... you know,
bridesmaids,
that's a big job. But let's go... If you could go and have fun, but that's got to work.
Yeah, well...
I kind of think.
Sounds like she's loaded.
Aruba sounds fun. I kind of think if you're doing a destination wedding like that, I think you should pay for your.
Yeah, and if you can't afford it, you forego the engagement party and chip in.
Well, especially
you know,
with a $15,000 engagement party.
Girl, please.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
I'm just thinking. I mean, if you're going to ask people to do that, you're asking them to put thousands of dollars onto a credit card. For
you
know, for a ceremony that lasts about 9 minutes.
And you know where my mind went to is you're spending $15,000 on a party just for them being engaged. What if they break up and the wedding never follows through?
Exactly.
See, even that kid is upset.
Yeah.
I know. He's been screaming in the back the whole time.
He's like, don't do it!
Don't do it!
Too much!
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right, what was the highlight of your weekend, Lee?
We went to the mountains and took the boys fishing.
Did you catch anything?
No.
Oh, bummer.
Nothing.
It's okay. It was still fun.
So the boys are going to be like, why are we doing this? There's no fish on the line. So,
oh,
where'd you go?
They're ready to go back next weekend. Leadville.
Oh, Leadville.
Oh, very nice.
Cool. Good for you.
Yeah.
Did you stay up there or just was this a day trip?
We stayed up for the weekend. We have an old little cabin up there.
Oh,
Jeremy wants a cabin.
I do
in the
want
mountains.
A cabin really bad. Have we talked to you before?
No, this is my first time calling.
We had somebody call in a couple weeks ago that had a cabin somewhere, and I was really jealous.
Jeremy has cabin envy.
Oh, I so want a cabin. I want Christmas at a cabin at some point.
Is it
cabin. There's no running water, no heat.
Well, that's not the kind of cabin I want. I want a refrigerator and a toilet.
You know the kind of cabin I want, Lee, is like the Four Seasons. That's the kind of cabin I want. Broadmoor, Four Seasons, those are cabins right there.
No, it's fun. We get the boys outside and go play.
Yeah, get some ticks in your butt crack or something. Mm. No, I want one of those like really nice cabins with like the big log walls, you know, and the stone fireplace. But then like a big soaking tub and... a shower with like three heads, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, something to shoot for.
Look at Lee saying, you know, you can send the kids outside. You can go to the places that I described and send the kids out to play, and you still get a shower.
It's different somehow, Dom. It's different.
It's fun.
You can't see moose at the Four Seasons.
Yeah, you can, depending on where you go. What meals did you prepare up there?
We had pizza one night and we grilled.
Perfect.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Pizza?
We have a stove. An oven.
You got an oven at least.
We have a stove.
Do you have to put wood in the oven?
No. Oh. It's electric.
It's electric.
It's electric. Where'd you plug that into? You got nothing in this cabin.
Electricity, just not heat.
No, just no heat. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that kid is freaking me out.
Mom, I'm telling
you, your kid is trying to do something.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell me something.
Oh, okay.
Lee, we're going to let you go and deal with your child, but let me ask you, this is your first time to ever get through. We always ask first-timers, how do you rate our show from 1 to 5 stars?
5. You guys are my favorite.
Aw, love your face.
And then the other two questions we have, your favorite thing about the show.
I love Boys vs. Girls, but I never get to listen because I'm at work.
Okay. Boys against the Girls. What's your least favorite thing about the show?
I'm living it right now.
I don't know. You guys are great.
There's nothing that you don't like, huh?
Well, listen, when you think of something you really dislike, call us back, okay?
I can think of something.
Sounds good.
All right, it was nice talking to you.
You are wonderful. Thank you for being on the show. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. She's losing
kid
her mind.
Kid was fired up, huh?
Screaming kid in the background. And then there was Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
Hey, Tiff.
Hello. Tiffany, are we on speakerphone or Bluetooth with you?
You were on speakerphone. I turned it up.
Okay. You sound
good.
Thank you
for doing that. All right. What was the highlight of your weekend?
You know, honestly, I didn't do much this weekend, and that, for me, was a highlight.
Just kind of vegged? Kind of
you got to give us something, though.
Did you watch something?
I did. I watched the Barbie movie. I did go see the Barbie movie.
And you liked it?
I did, actually. It was better than I expected.
I have not heard one person say that they disliked that movie.
I haven't either.
Yeah, it was.
Not a one.
It was, I laughed, I cried, it was good.
And it was funny, like, the whole build-up to this movie and the previews, and I was like, this is super cheesy, this is gonna flop, and look at it. It's exploded.
It's funny.
Yeah, I thought the same.
The words you use to describe it are the words that I seem to be hearing from most people. They said it's better than I expected. So people even paid their $30 to go to the movies and were expecting it to be bad, but they still went. And then they were pleasantly surprised, like, oh my God, it's actually funny and fun and touching and... It's a lot like this show, right?
Aww.
I did see a matinee, so it was only $9.50, which is...
Perfect.
That's pretty good nowadays.
That is pretty good.
Man, yeah. 2 tickets for me to go see Oppenheimer on the IMAX was about $40 or something.
Yeah, the IMAX is not going to be cheap.
Yeah.
But with something like that, you got to see it on IMAX.
You got to see it on the big screen. Watch some Trinity explode.
Oh, did you sneak in any snacks, Tiffany?
I did not sneak any snacks, but I will tell you, I took a photo of a lady in the lobby with a bag of... I mean, I almost want to text it to you guys. It's full, like, it's so obvious. It's like those, don't be suspicious, you know, like,
right.
It's so suspicious.
It was like a grocery bag full of food.
Yeah. She's got a deli chicken in there.
I was going to say, she's pulling out a sub sandwich and mayonnaise. And
it was crazy. I'm like, I guess they don't care.
I honestly wonder that if they care that you sneak food in, because they have to know that everybody does it.
We need to get on the phone with some people who work at a theater, because I'm curious about that, too. Do they care anymore? They used to stop you, but I'm wondering if they just don't bother anymore. Now they're just thankful that you're there.
I would think
there's
so.
There's no way they care. I mean, these people that got in, there's no way.
I mean, I've been in a theater before where somebody pulled out like a bag of McDonald's from her purse and started handing out hamburgers, you know, to all the kids.
I do see sub sandwiches a lot. When people start doing turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes, we're going to have to put
I brought in some beef stroganoff once, and it was, like, so good.
You know, and then we feel like total criminals because we brought a little bag of peanut M&Ms.
Oh,
I mean,
how dare you.
That's what I'm saying. I used to have to be incognito about it, but this lady was just, you know...
Anymore, you can just
broad daylight. It doesn't matter. I don't think they care.
Sounds like you could just wheel a barbecue grill in there and start cooking up hot dogs.
I honestly don't think they care. Truly.
Roll your Traeger.
Roll the Traeger in. You're like, I'm smoking some meats for Oppenheimer.
Who wants a cheeseburger?
That sounds like a good time.
Oh man.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you had a great time at the show. What do you do for a living, Tiffany?
I am a house manager. So I manage a house. So I work for a company or a customer, and I, you know, I pretty much do everything for them. So I, all the people that come to the house, the pool guys, the car, you know, the car washing people, the dry cleaning.
So they're obviously extremely wealthy.
I mean, yes, obviously.
I mean, if they have a pool guy.
You're kind of a personal concierge.
Yeah. Pretty much. I do anything that they need me to do. Cook their meals, do their grocery shopping, all the vendors. If something breaks, I need to get it fixed.
See, I've talked on the show before. I've talked on the show before, and Jeremy gave me endless crap about it, that I want a personal concierge like that to do all of these things.
Oh, you
I want that.
Like, it's, yeah, all you have to do, you know, hey, the oven's broke, get it fixed. Like, okay.
Right. Huh. Yep. I need to find a Tiffany.
Can you help him out? Do you have a friend?
Actually, you know, and they were telling me, the people that I work for were like, you should actually train people to do what you do, because it's actually, I mean, I think I do it well enough that they were saying, you know, you could open a business to almost teach someone to be like, you know, Angie's List and this and that. You could be like Tiffany certified to be out.
So how did you get into this? I mean, what makes you an expert to do this?
I mean, not, you know, nothing made me an expert, but I cleaned houses for 15 years, and so I started out just cleaning for them, but now I, you know, I pay the cleaners, and I schedule the cleaners, so.
Wow.
Yeah, you're almost like a valet slash concierge slash, like you said, house manager. I'm going to make you a bunch of money right now, Tiffany. I'm going to tell you, you don't have to do this other, you don't have to do big bombastic thing. All you have to do is an online course. So you record all of your, like, 7 or 8 modules one time, you put it online and you sell it, and it's just passive income. It'll make money for you while you're sleeping, even.
Wow.
Get her done. You have a phone?
So do a course. Right. There's all sorts of sites that will, there's one called Teachable, teachable.com. Check it out. And you can set up a course on how to be a house manager.
That's amazing. I should do that. Yeah.
Well,
I'm
do
here
that
to
today.
Help, Tiffany. I'm trying to make you some money.
Do it today.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm going to do I will. Like, honestly, I'll send you guys a link when I figure it out. But, like, that's so much more genius than what my thought was, like, trying to train people to do the job I was thinking.
No.
Now you can train people around the world.
Around the world. It's a digital business. And the thing is, you want to do it right the first time, because if you get a reputation for it being shoddily or quickly put together, that's not good. So invest the time and the effort to make it like a 6, 7, 8 module course on covering all the different aspects with a lot of great graphics and all that other
good
stuff.
Good lighting, good mic.
Boom. Then you'll make tens of thousands of dollars with it.
Wow. You guys just blew my mind right now, and I have a business idea. I don't think I want to go to work. I think I'm just going to go.
Call in sick today. They can fix
this
their own oven.
This is why we're here. Tiffany, this is why we're here. We're here to change lives.
No, but that's seriously an amazing idea. I think I'm going to do it.
All right. Well, good. Well, reach out to us when you get it done, okay?
All right. Great. Well, it's so good to talk to you guys.
You as well.
Thank you for being on the show, and have a great day, okay?
You as well. Next time I want to play the game, though.
Well, you know how to find us.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you later.